Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and Beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. I'm doing a new episode, and it's called Grabbing the Mic. What does grabbing the mic mean? Grabbing the mic means where a thought comes to my mind and I just go ahead and I grab the mic and I start recording. Now, I'm going to try to do very few edits. People know that I swear, at least some people do. If you don't like swearing, you don't believe that a woman should use profanity, especially the word fuck, then please just pause and don't listen to this episode. We're going to follow up and talk about Mother's Day. Yes, Mother's Day was yesterday, and we, meaning we, people, adults, adult children, survived yesterday. See, some of us don't have what society says a mom should be. We all have a mother, but not everybody has a mom. And why do I want to do this follow-up episode? Because I realized some things within the last 24 hours about my own journey and development, and then things that I saw that were resonating with other people, and things that other people posted on different social media channels. So not just Twitter, where we have our largest presence at PTSD and beyond, but globally around the world, I saw messages. And while it was Mother's Day in the United States, and I realized that in the UK, Mother's Day is on a completely different day. So some of the thoughts that I had, I want to let you know that I had the best Mother's Day being a mom. Yesterday was one of the best moments. Both my kids were greeting me early in the morning, including Max, on the bed with a cappuccino, donuts, and holding hands and lots of hugs. That hasn't happened in a while. So I wanted to, and I appreciate my kids for doing that. And then, you know, I got spoiled throughout the whole day, which was great. And we were able to just, you know, spend some time together. For me, that was the best thing. Actually, two things were the best thing. One was to spend time with my children. And then the other was the awareness of celebrating myself as a mom and celebrating myself as a mom to my inner child. And then also celebrating the decision that I made years ago to be a mom and to break those cycles. See, again, as I mentioned, anybody can be a mother. Anybody can be a mother, but not everybody can be a mom. And society has this picture of what women who have kids are, you know, supposed to be like, that it's a given that mothers are nurturing. It's a given that mothers are, actually it's more of an expectation, that social expectation, that mothers are kind and, oh, they kiss our boo-boos, right, when we fall down, and they hug us and they're affectionate and they say encouraging words and they're unconditional with their love and they do more for their children and their family than they do for themselves. The reality is a lot of us didn't have that experience as a child and as an adult child. Let me say that again. Many, a lot of us. Do I statistically know the number? No. But what I can say is there are people in the world who believe and who think that their experience with their mother, that they're the only ones. And what I learned, and I couldn't believe this. I couldn't believe when I was in therapy that my therapist was sitting there looking at me and she's like, Deb, this is more common than when you would know. This is something that happens, that people, other people experience the same thing with their mother. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I was so full of shame that there must be something truly wrong with me, because that's what I was hearing my entire life. That message that there is something wrong with you. And if you weren't so, fill in the blank, bad, undeserving, selfish, loud, applied yourself better, whatever, fill in the fucking blank. If you weren't so, then I would love you. Then I would be that mom. And you know what? That's bullshit. People, and especially moms. Okay, we're going to do another episode on dads. So all the dads out there that think, oh yeah, you know, no, you're not off the hook, honey. Because dads are just as bad. Fathers are just as bad. Men and women behave a little bit differently, but at the end of the day, parental abuse is parental abuse. Mothers are not what society expects a mom to be. And too many people carry that there was something wrong with me. If I was better, if I was good, if I could have done whatever. Man, you could have been a straight A student and your mother still would have been like finding some fault, flaw, criticism, toxic bullshit coming out of her mouth. It wouldn't have mattered. It would not have mattered. Do you know how long it took me to realize that? What I just said? That no matter what Debbie would have done, it would not have changed her to be a mom. It wouldn't. Now, when I first had kids, I didn't want to celebrate Mother's Day. I didn't want to celebrate it because it made me very sad. Because all I thought about was, how could my mom like not want to know me? Like, how could my mom just completely behave in the threats and the abandonment and the neglect year after year? And then those behaviors escalated over time. The threats escalated over time. How could that be? The withholding of important information like medical history. How could that be? My mind was trying to make sense of something. And while my mind was trying to make sense of something, the answer was simple. It didn't sound simple at the time, because again, my mind was trying to make sense of something that I held a value, that a moral value, a social value, that no, moms aren't like this. And yes, healthy moms are not like that. Narcissistic mothers are. Abusive mothers are. Toxic, unhealthy, narcissistic, selfish, self-centered mothers are. It's simple. Two things. It had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do with an innocent child. Children are born every day and they get the brunt of it. The ownership is never placed on the person. It's always placed on the child. It's not the child's fault. The child didn't ask to be born. You know what? I got to let you guys know something. Do you know that I used to say those phrases to my mother? I didn't ask to be born. And I used to get some shit for that. I didn't ask to be born. You had me. I didn't ask to be born. You made the responsibility. I didn't ask to be born. Why I say it simple is the It didn't belong to me, and yet I held it. And why did I hold it? Because every kid wants love, unconditional love, safety, and approval from their parents, especially their mom. But I didn't have a mom. I had a mother. I didn't have a mom. I had a mother. And why I didn't want to celebrate Mother's Day was because it made me feel bad about myself. Because I couldn't understand, like, why would a person be like that? And at the time, when it was still confusing, is I looked at that woman as how I would look at as a mom. But she's not a mom. She's a mother. And until I started understanding about unhealthy mothers and toxic mothers and narcissistic abuse with mothers to their daughters, to their children, then I started understanding the way that I was thinking and what I was trying to make sense of. And what I set aside and what I set aside because it wasn't mine. And then I started thinking to myself, you know what? Every year that you do not celebrate yourself as a mom, you let her win. Because one of the things that narcissistic people and narcissistic moms like to do is they like to meddle and ruin everything. They like to suck the joy and the happiness out of life for other people. The only people who could be and who are deserving of being happy and experiencing joy is them. Not anybody else. Nobody else can be in the spotlight. Nobody else can have a celebration. And they'll do whatever it takes to ruin those moments. And I remember the kid's dad saying, "You're a mom and you're a good mom. And we need to celebrate Mother's Day." And I thought to myself, you know what? Every moment that I don't celebrate being a mom, whether it's Mother's Day or at the kid's school, birthdays, she wins. Like I said, one of the goals of a toxic mother is to steal the joy out of life, steal the joy out of relationships, and to ruin things. So I started celebrating Mother's Day with my children. And I started celebrating myself as a mom and celebrating myself as a mom with my kids. And the cycle breaking, the breaking of the patterns, I can tell you, my children have never heard, I have never spoken to my children the way that my mother had spoken to me. It would hurt me too much to do something like that. I can't. No matter how many times it might piss me off. And they've done some really stupid shit. And some hurtful stuff. Like really hurtful stuff. But I have never, ever spoken to my children and said the things that that woman has said to me. Because those things aren't said out of love. Those things aren't said from a mom to her child. Those things are said because of a person who's got some deep-rooted shit that they have never addressed and they project onto the very thing that they created. Now, I want to take a pause here as I said that phrase. This podcast is not anything about, you know, preferences for birth and termination of pregnancy. Okay? I want to make that very clear. It is not a podcast about being pro-life. So if that offends you, then don't listen to this podcast. Don't follow us. Okay? We have too many people that are survivors of many types of sexual assault and abuse. I said what I said because regardless if you're a man or a woman or you adopt a child is innocent. A child has no ulterior motive, jadedness, corrupted, nothing. They are the purest form of joy, happiness, and love. It's life in the world and the people around us that fuck people up. And yesterday, there were too many people that were sad and that were hurting because they never got what society says each kid deserves. Unconditional love, safety from their mother. Now, something else I want to talk about. People have said in the past, I had a friend, I'm going to go off on a little story here. I had a friend years ago who met my biological mother and laughed at me and said, how many times are you going to get tricked? I can't believe you believe this. They laughed at me, which was hurtful because I was like, why are you laughing at me? And she's like, you're just like Charlie Brown with Lucy. You know, of course Lucy's going to pull the ball. You know why Charlie Brown went back each time? It's because he cared about his friends and he had hope. I'll say that again. He cared about his friends and he had hope. So this person is my mother. And yes, I had hope. I had hope. I had hope that maybe one day she would do something about her shit. But as things kept getting worse and worse and worse and the threats escalated and the things that you suggest to do, right, are met with absolutely no, cut off, right? You can't change anybody. And everybody knows that. You can't change people. You can give people the tools, the resources, the suggestions. You can have boundaries. But again, narcissistic mothers, they don't care about anything else but themselves. Abusive mothers, they don't give a shit. It's all about them. Right? I rule. I outrule. I'm the grandmother. What I say goes. Those are some things that I heard. And not just once. I mean, shit. In order for me to be able to say it, you know how many times it has to be said in order so you get it memorized. You got it memorized. You know, there are things that I really don't wish that I have had memorized that don't play in my head. But again, the repeated messages play over and over again, right? You say it over and over and over again, and then it eventually becomes embedded in someone's permanent memory, and they're like, oh yeah, I can say that. But anyway, getting back to this friend, right? And so she laughed at me, which I thought was really shit. I thought that was really crappy, right? What kind of friend is that? No longer a friend anymore, just to let you know. Because no, it's not supportive. It's not validating. Certainly wasn't trauma-informed. I had to come to the hard, difficult conversation with my therapist about, I can't do this anymore. Because it's just getting worse and worse and worse, and she's never going to change. And this doesn't fit in my life because it's not healthy. And I don't want my kids thinking that that's normal because it's not normal. And it's not healthy normal. It's hurtful, toxic, dysfunctional normal that then perpetuates generational abuse and narcissistic behaviors. And that's not okay. Because I made myself a promise when I was 16 years old that I would never, if I had kids, I would never be like that. And it stops with me. The abuse stops with me. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I hope that you're truly enjoying today's podcast episode. If you'd like more information about what PTSD and Beyond is, what we do, the services that we provide, our workshops, our training, our keynotes, and our coaching, drop us a line at hello@PTSDandBeyond.org. All right, let's continue on with today's episode. So I wrote a few different versions of a no contact letter. And then I finally sent it. Before I did that, though, I actually flew to Detroit. I mean, I got some, some of the things that I've done, I think to myself, what in the world? I mean, I'm only 5'2", and I laugh sometimes because it's like, holy shit, Deb. I flew to Detroit to confront her on stuff that I wanted to know. Wanted to know, because God forbid something happens and I don't get to have my peace. I didn't do it to confront her to be a bitch and be like, hey, you know, and just throw the shit back. No, I did it for myself. I did it for that kid that nobody stood up for. I did it for Debbie. I did it for my inner child, that little girl that nobody stood up to, this big bully who said a bunch of shit. And somebody should have said, you know what? That has to stop. This is wrong. It's hurtful. It's abusive. And it needs to stop. And you need to go get some fucking help. But nobody did. So I did it for myself. I did it for me. I did it to look at my abuser, the abuser, in their eyes. And I stood up for myself because I'm a mom. I'm a mom. And I have kids. And I would never allow anybody to speak to my children that way. I certainly wasn't going to let anybody speak to me that way ever again. And yes, did she make other threats? Of course she did. I expected that. The thing that's interesting is when you take your power back, it doesn't matter what somebody says. It doesn't matter what somebody does. It doesn't. It does not matter what they say or what they do, because they can't hurt you anymore. When you take your power back, yes, is there an emotional grieving? Yes, grief and grieving is part of this. And that's why people were upset yesterday. They were grieving. They were grieving the mom they never had. They were grieving that they've had a parent themselves. They were grieving of their childhood that they lost because they had to be an adult when they should have been a kid. I know kids today who don't have that kind of support. It's awful. And I'm grateful that they can see that I try to do my best in any way that I can. And I'd like to believe that we can come together as people and provide that comfort for each other's inner child, to remind each other, like I did yesterday. And even now in this podcast, you can parent your inner child. Do things that you've always wanted to do. I was talking to a friend of mine, and they said that there were a few things in life that they hadn't experienced yet. And I said to them, have you ever had a group of girlfriends, you know, like plan a party for you, you know, like you're getting together with friends? And she's like, well, yeah, I've had someone take me out to dinner, and I had, you know. So she was sharing her stuff, and then she asked me a few things, and I said, no, I haven't, you know. So there are things that she hasn't experienced, and there's things that I haven't experienced, and we're going to experience those things together. Parent your inner child. Go out and have fun. If there's a toy that you always wanted to have that you couldn't, go out and go get that toy. Go get it. Go do it. Take a few minutes and go play. You now can make decisions for yourself and do the things that you always wanted to do. And who gives a shit what someone says? If you want to go out and go get a bunch of damn toys, then do it. Do it. Do whatever you wanted to do when you were a kid that you never got a chance to do. Heal and connect with your inner child. Parent your inner child. Soothe your inner child. I like to wear, footed pajamas. They don't have feet on them anymore. But, you know, those onesie kind of things? I get really cold. But I like the way that some of the fabric feels. So I really appreciate certain textures of fabrics because they're comfortable. They're cozy. Some of them actually make me feel pretty. There are things, I'll tell you what, we could all have a whole episode on textures with fabric. I like doing stuff like that because it takes care of my inner child. So what can you do today to take care of your inner child? How can you celebrate yourself as a parent? How can you celebrate yourself as a mom? If you're a dad and you're listening to this episode and maybe you're a single parent and you're a dad mom, this is for you. If you're a stepmom, this is for you. If you're a teacher mom, this is for you. If you're a neighbor mom, this is for you. If you're an adoptive mom, this is for you. Any person who takes on that role of mom, this episode is for you. And if you are a survivor of a mother who always wanted a mom, this episode's for you too. Some of us got a mother. We didn't get a mom. Some of us don't even know who our mom is. We just know we had one. This episode is for you. So be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Journal. Write things out. Remember that what society says a mom is isn't what we always get. It's not what we get. And discover different ways that you can connect and heal some of these pieces, some of this, these emotional, you know, abuse that then we have things like self-protection and rumination. Plan and prepare for your birthday. Plan and prepare for Mother's Day. Plan and prepare for the holidays. You know, people would say to me, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're by yourself for Christmas. I totally loved it. I'm like, don't feel sorry for me. Man, I had a nice spread on my table and I was all cozy watching movies all day and it was great. I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't have the drama. I don't have that in my life. I'm grateful for the space. I can do whatever I want to do. And so can you. All right, I'm going to leave that here. Grabbing the mic, guys. This is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here and staying with me and listening to this episode. I'm curious to know what your thoughts are. And I'd like to get some more feedback from what people think about the episodes. And again, I really do appreciate you being here. I mean, we are continuously growing, which means what we're curating is meaningful. So thank you so much, and we will see each other again next time. So make it a good one, eh?